Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Good evening, this is John Batchelor. The show begins in Poland. Fog of war, but the frequency of crossing drones into Polish airspace is hard to ignore. First, there was one, said to be an accident coming from Ukraine. Then the number 19 was used coming from Belarus during a war game between Belarus and Russian forces. Poland reacted, scrambled Dutch F-35s, Polish F-16s, an Italian surveillance craft, called for a meeting at NATO, Brussels. Later on in the day, Article 4 was asked for by Poland. Not a good situation. It'll take several days to spill out. We need details. Poland hasn't shot back yet. That's a good start of the day. We then turn to Japan needs a new prime minister. Ishiba resigns, steps aside. There'll be an election in the Liberal Democratic Party that needs one or two minority parties to have a majority government. I learned this from Lance Gatling. There'll be more from Japan soon. Lance likes Takeuchi, the only female candidate who's hawk on China and matters of defense. James Fennell joins from Switzerland, where he's living now, about his experience as 7th Fleet Intelligence Officer, retired U.S. captain in the U.S. Navy, pointing to how the Chinese are chomping pieces of the Philippines economic zone, starting with the Scarborough Shoal in 2012 and now continuing in the Scarborough Shoal, declaring it a wildlife center or something like that, natural preserve, so that theoretically Philippines needs permission to enter or exit. It's Filipino territory. It's Filipino waters. China's bullying the Philippines because it's discovered it's the weak link in the island chain. Steve Yates joins to talk about the new national defense strategy, which has been described to me as Fortress America. Why the attention on Greenland, on Panama, on the Caribbean, on the Western approaches to Hawaii, and certainly Canada, and the borders. Fortress America. Pulling in the talents from overseas, maybe. Charles Burton's dilemma about EVs in Canada, because every EV is a listening post for the Chinese snoops. So far, the EVs are banned in Canada, but new government. Andrea Stricker joins with a great deal of detail about the day after the day after the week after the month after the attack, the B-2 raid in Iran to destroy the centrifuges and the fissile material, maybe. And in the meantime, there's reason to believe that Iran is going to go ahead and reconstitute its centrifuges and get back to making fissile material. It'll take time. Andre used 1 to 2 years. They've got it. The old saying out of the Middle East, you've got the clock, we've got the time. On to Josh Blackman, Professor Josh Blackman from Texas, to talk about all these federal lower courts nixing the president's decision, and then when ordered by the Supreme Court to cut it out, they ignore it. Odd. Justice Gorsuch, Gorsuch has lectured them. You know, we don't mean you can defy us. But I learned from Josh that there is no particular mechanism other than impeachment, which seems impossible and arduous. So the defiance continues. Why? Well, someday we'll get it all. Bob Zimmerman about space engineering, space exploration. We talk about all the startups in Europe. Spain is one I remember. Germany's ahead. Lots of startups. There's money in low Earth orbit and the Earth-Moon system. They're going to get to it. Cislunar, it's called. Earth-Moon system. The Lagrange points, five of them. Money there. Bob also talks about space policy at the U.S. Congress. And a conversation about Space Force moving from Colorado to Alabama. Mr. Trump moved it to Alabama. Mr. Biden left it in Colorado. Now it's going back to Alabama. It could be as simple as blue state, red state. Don't know. Is it profound? Well, it is to the guys and gals at the Space Force. Simon Constable from the south of France about commodities, about the fallen French government, a new prime minister, number six for Macron. Nobody's happy. We also talk about the price of gold at all-time high and the national rally awaiting for its chance to rule France, lead France, excuse me. And a conversation about commodities, especially gold, but we watch copper. And coffee's going up and up. Enjoy your coffee tomorrow. It's expensive. It's good. It's expensive good. Relatively speaking. Oh, the best news from Michael Bernstein. There will be a reduction in the price of gasoline. It's a coming. The Saudis are pumping more oil. And that'll lead to, Michael estimated, a 50 cent to a dollar reduction in the price of gasoline come winter. It's all about foreign policy, yes, but also about every penny I've learned from a gallon of gasoline is like a tax cut. Is a tax cut. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening, and I remind myself to remind everyone that Germanicus and Gaius meet 6 p.m. live in Londinium every Sunday, 6 p.m. East Coast time, to discuss the events from the point of view of a Roman citizen in 91-90 A.D. We can see history. We can see 2100 years. But we are Romans, Gaius and Germanicus. So we pleasantly drink our wine in a wine bar by the Thames, surrounded by retired centurions who listen into us because they like the idea that we're endorsing all their sacrifice. 2,000 years later, the Roman Empire will live on in the institutions of the American Empire. You're invited. This week, I imagine we'll be speaking about the politics of the moment, which would be Russia probing Poland, maybe. Russia accidentally firing 19 drones into Poland? Accidentally? 19? Germanicus and Gaius will have much to say. Oh, thank you for listening. Good night.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.